Ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas holiday. My name is Michael, the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and we are live for episode number 92 of the Dream Shakes Harden My Take. You just have me tonight flying Han Solo for tonight's recap of game number two for the Houston Rockets regular season. They do drop their second straight game to the Denver Nuggets, 124-111. The Rockets were unable to get the win tonight in Denver. And once again, my name is Michael Brown here for the game recap to kind of go through the stats of the game, some of the things that we noticed on tonight's game in Denver. Once again, the Rockets did lose to the Denver Nuggets 124-111. When you take a look at the box score, we'll first get into, first of all, thank y'all very much for listening to the show. We talked about this on episode number 91, but the Harden My Take podcast is going to be your one-stop shop for game recaps throughout the entire season. We are going to be doing a show after every game, and we'll typically get it out the next morning so you can give us a listen to get caught up on what happened the night before for our beloved Houston Rockets. So we'll get into quarter by quarter. We'll take a look at how this game transpired. The Denver Nuggets got off to a quick start in the first quarter, scoring 36 points compared to the Rockets' 26 points, so they had a 10-point lead at the end of the first. The Rockets battled back in the second quarter, scoring 34 points and matching Denver's 34 points, so the Rockets were down 10 points at half. Analysis on the Nuggets, allowing 70 points in the first half is typically not going to be a recipe for success for the Rockets. In the third quarter, Denver came out once again blazing hot, 36 points to extend that lead to 23. The Rockets did outscore the Nuggets in garbage time in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Nuggets by 10, ended up losing by 13, 124-111. Looking at the box score for the Rockets, PJ Tucker did have 9 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Christian Wood, another impressive night offensively, 23 points. Only had 3 rebounds, which is a cause for concern. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But 23 points and 3 rebounds once again. 2 steals as well and 2 blocks for Christian Wood. Daniel House Jr., a very peculiar night. Only 3 points on 1 of 9 from the field. Did have 6 assists and 4 rebounds. James, he's going to be a Rocket for the rest of the year. Harden did have 34 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds on 10 of 16 from the field. David Nwaba, another impressive offensive night from him, 14 points. He did have 5 rebounds and 2 steals as well. The Rockets, very limited bench. Sterling Brown, his second game in a row, scoring in double digits. He did have 12 points and 4 rebounds. Jayshon Tate, only 5 points tonight. He did have 7 rebounds and 3 turnovers. He did have 5 fouls. And the basically useless Bruno Caboclo had 6 points, 6 rebounds, mostly in garbage time in the fourth quarter. We'll take a brief look at the Denver Nuggets box score, if you will. Nikola Jokic, I mean, there's not enough words for this guy. This guy is a very special basketball player. Had a career-high 18 assists tonight. He had his 43rd triple-double, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 8 of 11 from the field. He only took 1 3 and made that 3, only 3 turnovers as well. I mean, Bruno Caboclo is just nasty. Their entire starting lineup, Paul Millsap, 19 points. Michael Porter Jr., 14 points. Jamal Murray had 21 points. Gary Harris had 14 points. And when you look at their bench, Will Barton, a really nice player, for them, especially coming off of their bench. He's long been a trade target of the Houston Rockets, and tonight was another reason why he would look good in Rockets red. And they also, Monty Morris had 12 points as well for the Nuggets. So once again, your unhappy score, the Denver Nuggets 124, the Rockets 111, dropping their second straight regular season game to open the 2020-2021 campaign. Some things that were noticed tonight. And once again, this is, you're going to get unfiltered, non-politically correct opinions from this podcast. We are fans that want to give you analysis as fans, obviously looking at the statistics, but I say that statement to start this off. PJ Tucker has regressed. I hate to say this. I'm a big fan of PJ Tucker, and he's a guy who wanted an extension at the beginning of this season, and now I understand why, because his game is limited, and he's trying to cash in as much as he can. I don't blame the guy. I don't blame PJ Tucker for trying to cash in while he still has some value in this league. But watching him through, and I'm going to temper these opinions as limited through only two regular season games, extremely limited preseason, new coaching staff, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, and Eric Gordon, and Ben McLemore. So McLemore, Cousins, Wall, Gordon, and Mason Jones were all not available through these first two games. And the Rockets, this is a lot of change, a lot of things happening very quickly. But these guys are getting paid a ton of money to play a game, and they're getting paid to figure this out on the fly. And through the first two games, I've just not been impressed with what PJ Tucker has had to bring to this roster. Offensively, he's limited. You know, but tonight he was 3 of 4 from the three-point line, which is great. That's absolutely impressive. Love to see it. The Rockets also got throttled on the defensive end, which is supposed to be his specialty. So for a guy making as much money as he is this year, north of $7.5 million, I believe he's making $8 million this year, you need more out of the amount that you're paying him. His production through the first two games has been very limited. 9 points tonight, but while he was on the court, he was a -9. He's basically, while he was on the court, the Rockets were basically losing by double digits at all times. That's the fact of the matter. You look at the defensive end tonight, he was put onto Jokic. Jokic dominated tonight. He absolutely dominated the Rockets on the defense, or on the offensive end of the floor tonight. They didn't have an answer. And I'm going to get to Christian Wood defensively in a few minutes, but PJ Tucker did not like what I saw from him tonight. I think he's grown into basically it's the corner three, and that's it. I mean, you know, on the glass tonight, he had 3 rebounds and 4 assists. And when you're going to play without DeMarcus Cousins, it's very, very hard to guard a guy like Nikola Jokic. I get that. I totally understand that. The Rockets are, you know, they had to go to Portland game one, you know, minus the guys I just discussed. And then you have to go play in the altitude, second game of the year, new head coach against a very, very good Denver Nuggets team. This Denver Nuggets team, I'm not sure if they're as good as they were last year, but they're good. I mean, they got a bunch of dudes that can just score the ball, and Nikola Jokic is a wizard with the basketball. So that's PJ Tucker. Christian Wood tonight, 37 minutes, which is a lot of minutes for – it's a lot of minutes for a in a situation where the Rockets really weren't in the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were down 23 going into the fourth quarter. But Christian Wood played legitimate minutes in the fourth. I think that's a mix of – trying to get his legs under him, you know, so we can, you know, put some wins under our belt fairly quickly. And it's also a mixture of Bruno Caboclo sucks. Like, Bruno Caboclo is not very good at basketball. I mean, once again, only two games, but when DeMarcus Cousins gets back into the fold, there's no reason for Bruno Caboclo to ever see the floor again. outside of garbage time when the Rockets are up 25 or down 25. He just isn't good. I mean, tonight, 20 minutes on the floor, he was a minus 12 in the plus-minus category, 3 of 9, missed all 3 three-point shots, had 6 rebounds and 6 points. But it's not even the statistics that you look at. Watch him play basketball. He's 100% lost on the court. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I feel bad for him, but the short answer to the very simple question is he sucks, he's not very good, and he doesn't deserve to be getting legitimate rotational minutes when the Rockets, in their next home game, get all of their guys back. Once again, Eric Gordon, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Ben McLemore, and Mason Jones. You look at Daniel House Jr. This is a guy right now that looks lost. I mean, he played 29 minutes tonight. He was 0 of 5 from the three-point line, 1 of 9 from the field. He did have 4 rebounds, and he did have 6 assists. He only had 3 points. This is a guy that less than a year ago was one of the Rockets' 2 or 3 best players in the bubble. I mean, he was a guy that we on this show went to bat for, saying, you know, how important he is to the team, even in the offseason. And through the first couple games, he just doesn't look right. Not only offensively, but defensively, he just looks a couple steps slow. So Coach Silas needs to look into what is going on with Daniel House and why is he not performing at a level that he showed he can play at less than a year ago. David Nwaba, really, really happy with David Nwaba's performance tonight. He was actually a plus 12 tonight while on the court, 14 points, 2 steals. He had 5 rebounds. He's played really good defense, individual defense thus far versus Portland and versus Denver. Now, that individual defense has not translated to great team defense yet, but it's understated. I mean, the Rockets are playing without arguably their 3rd and 4th best players in John Wall and Eric Gordon outside of Christian Wood and James Harden. We're going to see, once those guys get acclimated, this is going to look like a totally different team. The Rockets, through the first 2 games, we knew these first couple games were going to be tough. They should have been able to pull out a win in Portland, but going to Denver in the altitude, shorthanded, we knew tonight was going to be an uphill battle. The Rockets did not have enough in the tank to get that win tonight. Jayshon Tate had a game tonight where he was flustered. He looked flustered throughout the game. He had a couple – he elbowed inadvertently. He elbowed Jamal Murray for an offensive foul. You know, he did have 5 fouls in total tonight. Tate did. He only took 6 field goal attempts. So Jayshon Tate had one of those games where welcome to the league rook kind of games. I know that he was playing professionally overseas, but NBA game experience, this was his first tough experience, and I don't mind that type of experience in a game like tonight where the Rockets realistically, you know, never really had a shot to win this game. James Harden was a beast once again tonight, 34 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 9 of 9 from the free throw line, 5 of 9 from the three-point line, 10 of 16 from the field. Look, you got to give the guy credit that we were clamoring, you know, we as Harden my take, we as Rockets fans were clamoring for the offseason is the offseason is the offseason. As long as he performs, you know, some of the hate on him has to die down. And lo and behold, he shut my mouth. I mean, the first 2 games, you can't ask for any more from James Harden and what he's doing for the guys that he had available at his disposal, you know, through these first 2 games. So James Harden, another fantastic performance tonight. I'll call it a fantastic performance for the Rockets. Quick analysis on the bench. Broderick Thomas sucks. I mean, he's not very good. He's a guy that got 8 minutes of game time tonight only because it was a blowout, number one, and number two, the Rockets are extremely shorthanded. He's going to be a guy that needs to develop a little bit more. I like his size. He's got decent size for, and he's got a good frame, but he really doesn't offer much to this roster as a whole once the Rockets get healthy. I'm unclear on if the Rockets can cut Bruno Caboclo and bring back Gerald Green, but if they can, they should absolutely look into doing that as quickly as humanly possible. Because quite honestly, Bruno Caboclo just offers nothing to me. He hasn't shown enough in his time on the court to justify playing time. You know, DeMarcus Cousins will be the backup big. You do have Christian Wood, obviously. You have PJ Tucker. You have enough size to play in today's NBA with those guys as your bigs. Also, Daniel House, Eric Gordon, James Harden, John Wall. Sterling Brown had a good game tonight. Really liked what I saw from him. 12 points on 2 of 5 from the three-point line. So if he can continue to shoot 40% from the three-point line, he's going to carve himself out a nice role on this team. But a big key statistic from tonight was the Rockets only shot 39 three-pointers. And I know, you know, that's 41% from the field. That's a pretty good – or 41% shooting from the three-point line, which is great. I mean, the Rockets would take that every single night compared to last year where they were consistently putting up, you know, 50, you know, to 60, sometimes 65 threes a game. 39 is a number that isn't going to cut it for the way that this team is going to be most successful. But I think that'll be alleviated when the Rockets bring back Eric Gordon and specifically Ben McLemore. You're going to see those numbers probably get closer to 45 or 50 in the coming games. Speaking of the coming games, we will take a quick look at the Rockets' next few games. They will be on the court next New Year's Eve, their home opener against the Sacramento Kings. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. So make sure you guys are tuned in for that one. That's a game that I look to as the Rockets will be getting their full guys, you know, their full roster back, if you will. Christian Wood did take a bang on the knee from Isaiah Hartenstein, ex-Rocket playing for the Denver Nuggets. So that's something to possibly keep an eye on. He may miss the next game. I wouldn't be shocked out of an abundance of caution if they did hold him out from the next game. That wraps up tonight's game recap. My name is Michael Brown on behalf of Harden My Take. Make sure you guys give us a follow on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN. You can also find us on Facebook at The Dream Shake or at DreamShakeSBN. You can follow me on Twitter at UHBigRedHatGuy, and always make sure to follow my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner as well. You can find him on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Make sure to subscribe to Harden My Take wherever you listen to your podcast. Once again, this has been episode 92 of The Dream Shakes Harden My Take, the number one podcast for The Dream Shake through SB Nation. Your unhappy final tonight, the Rockets lose to the Denver Nuggets, 124-111. We will speak with you after the Rockets' next game, hopefully a win versus the Sacramento Kings. Everybody have a great rest of your week. And until next time, go